Can you hear me? Well, good morning.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Welcome to church.
欢迎大家来教会。
So, I don't get the new podium.
他没有抢到这个新台子。
So I haven't been up here on the pulpit for a while.
我很久没有上讲台了。
So Li Hui reminded me that I haven't finished my last series.
大家有提醒我说我还没有完成我上面那一系列。
So I better finish it.
我现在想把它完成。
So today we're going to complete our study on the Beatitudes.
今天我们要完成我们所讲的八福系列。
So if you remember, we were in Matthew chapter 5.
如果你还记得的话，我们是在讲马太福音第五章。
And this is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount.
这是耶稣登山宝训的开始。
This is near the beginning of his ministry.
这是他刚开始传福音的时候，传道的时候的一个讲道。
And Jesus is out to preach.
耶稣在这里对大家讲道。
And the Bible says there was a large crowd.
圣经告诉我们有很多的人来听他讲道。
And he also spoke to the disciples.
他也对他的门徒在讲道。
Remember, the Sermon of the Mount is not about how to receive salvation.
记得我们讲过说这个登山宝训不是在讲怎么接受福音。
But rather, when you have received Christ,
当你认识耶稣基督后
how should you live?
你应该怎样生活
how should you live in the kingdom of God?
你应该怎样在神的国里面生活
See, if you're a son of God or a daughter of God,
如果你是神的儿女,
there is a way you live in God's family.
在神的家里面应该这样做。
Just as if you were my children, you follow my rules.
就像你如果是我的孩子,你要遵照我的规矩。
So if Jesus Christ is your Lord, how should you live?
当耶稣基督成为你的主的时候,你当怎样生活?
How should you relate to God?
你应该怎样和神建立关系
?How should you relate to other people?
和人怎样相处
?And today we're going to learn from the last beatitude.
今天我们要看八福中最后一福。
What would you expect from other people?
你会从其他人那里得到什么样的反应
?See, the Sermon of the Mount has all kinds of practical advice.
我们看到说在这个
Somebody's moving ahead.The slides.
I'm sorry.
Magically.
This is not working here.
Don't touch the laptop.
Because I don't get to see what you're saying. These things are different from that. And I can't get them back. That's fine. Can you move it? Can you move it back to the beginning? 推到第一章好吗好
Just don't touch it.
不能碰
Yeah. So, we're at the end of our Beatitudes.
我们现在在八福中的最后一福
But remember all the things that Jesus said.
我们记得耶稣所说的
What he says is against conventional wisdom.
耶稣所讲的和我们平常的传统的想法是不一样的
It's not expected.
那不是我们所期待的。
And in fact, some of what he says is quite radical.
他所讲的有些让我们听到很刺耳。
And revolutionary.
是有革命性的。
And today, we're going to hear more of the same.
今天我们还会再听到同样的讲法。
So I wanted to share with you our little visit to Israel.
我现在让你想跟你们分享一下我们去以色列时的一些行程。
And this is the Church of the Beatitudes.
这是我们参观的八福教会。
It's right on the shore of Lake Galilee.
是在这个加利利海的海边。
We don't know if this is where Jesus preached.
我们并不知道这是不是耶稣在这里就是讲的这个登山宝训。
But it's a tradition.
但是这是一个传统。
It's a beautiful ground.
这是一个非常漂亮的地方。
And inside the church is very beautiful and very well decorated.
在教会里面是装潢的非常美丽。
And on the outside, they have all the Beatitudes on the plaques.
在这个外面他有很多的把所有的八福都刻在这个石碑上。
And here I am practicing for today's sermon.
这是他正在站在上面准备今天的讲道。
And outside the grounds, it's right on the shore of the Lake Galilee.
在外面你就会看到说这是加利利海的海边。
And this is probably where Jesus preached.
这个大概就是耶稣站在讲道的地方。
So if you say Sermon of the Mount, this is the mount.
如果你在说登山宝训，那这个就应该是他讲道的一个山。
Apparently there's very good acoustics there.
在那里他的回音非常好。
So if Jesus is speaking,Many people even in the back can hear him.
如果他站在那个山上讲道，很多人周围的人都能听见。
So today, as we finish up,
今天我们要完成这个登山宝训。
So I think it's worthwhile that we go back and we simply read Matthew chapter 5.
我们现在来读一下这个马太福音第五章。
And we go back to read the Beatitudes.
我们来读一下这八福。
And we can read it together.
我们一起来读。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
虚心的人有福了，听天国是他们的。哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So that's the last beatitude is verse 10. Jesus says, Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
八福中最后一福是在第十节，耶稣讲到说：“为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
We see that the Beatitudes is a clear description of a godly life.
我们看到说这八福帮我们描述了一个是什么属神的生命是什么样子。
There's a structure to it.
这里是有结构的。
Jesus says you must be poor in spirit.
耶稣说你必须是一个虚心的人。
You realize your emptiness and you need a savior.
你必须知道说你心里的空虚，你需要一个救主。
Jesus says you must mourn.
耶稣说你必须是哀痛的人。
You must mourn over your sin.
你必须为你的罪而哀痛。
And you want to make a change.
你需要改变。
Jesus says you must be meek.
他说你必须是一个温柔的人。
You acknowledge that you have no strength.
要知道你自己并没有能力。
And you need the grace of God.
你需要神的恩典。
And that takes you to a turning point of the Beatitudes.
然后我们就进入一个转折点。
When you are empty, you want to be filled.
当你内心空虚的时候，你需要被填满。
When you are hungry and you're thirsty, you want to drink and you want to eat.
当你非常饥饿、干渴的时候，你需要食物和水。
And Jesus says, you must hunger and thirst for righteousness.
耶稣说，你必须要饥渴慕义。
And what happens when you have that righteousness?
当你有了这个义会怎么样?
Jesus says, you will be merciful.
你就会变成连续人的人。
You have a tenderness in your heart.
你在心里会变得温柔。
You show mercy, compassion, and forgiveness.
你会对人显出怜悯、温柔。
You see, we all want justice.
我们都知道说我们喜爱公义。
We want life to be fair.
我们喜欢生活中有公平。
We demand justice.
我们希望有公义的神。
But Jesus says, show mercy.
但是耶稣对我们说，我们要有怜悯心。
God show us mercy, that's why we need to show mercy to others.
神怜悯了我们，所以我们需要怜悯其他人。
And then Jesus says, you have to be pure.
然后耶稣说，你必须是清心的人。
Pure in your heart, then you only devote one thing.
你的心是这么纯洁，你只追求一样事。
You devote one thing, and that's the will of God.
你只追求神的旨意。
You're not pursuing your selfish ambitions.
你不是在寻找自己所想要的。
But follow the will of God in your life.
只遵循神的旨意。
And then you have to be a peacemaker.
最后他说你必须是一个使人和睦的人。
And that's what we discussed last time.
这是我们上一次讲到的。
We said that to make peace, you first have to have peace in your heart.
我们说要使人和睦，你自己内心必须先有平安。
How can you make peace if you have no peace in your own heart?
如果你内心都没有平安，你怎么能使其他人和睦？
But we realize peace only comes from God.
但我们知道说平安只有从神而来。
See, God gave us peace when he created men and women.
当神创造男人和女人的时候，他给了我们平安。
There was peace, there was shalom in the Garden of Eden.
当我们在伊甸园的时候是有平安的。
But sin came into the world when they disobeyed.
当他们背离神，罪进入世界。
Peace was broken, shalom was broken.
我们的平安就失去了。
But when Jesus came and died for us on the cross, shalom was restored.
当耶稣在十字架上为我们而死的时候，他又把平安给了我们。
So this is how the Beatitudes are laid out.
我们看到说，这就是一个八福的一个结构。
It's a pathway to sanctification.
是一个成圣的道路。
And when we talk about blessings,
当我们说到说得福，
it means happiness.
说到我们会得到这个幸福。
That's the pathways to happiness.
这是我们得到这个幸福的道路。
You see, God does want us to be happy.
神要我们喜乐。
But not quite the way we expected.
不是我们自己想象的那种喜乐。
So now that brings us to the last beatitude.
现在我们到了最后一幅。
Right away, you see this beatitude is a little bit different.
你看到说这一幅好像不太一样。
For starter, it has three verses.
这一个有三节经文。
We already read the first one.
我们读到了第一节。
So let us read the next two.
然后我们再来读后面两节。
Verse 11 and 12.
第十一、十二节。
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven.For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
人若因为我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话，诽谤你们，你们就有福了。应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的奖赏是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
So we have three verses.
我们这里有三节经文。
But it's one beatitude.
但是是一幅。
Some people say there are nine beatitudes.
有人说这是九个祝福。
You can tell, and Brother Gary says there's only eight.
但是我认为只有八幅。
So Jesus repeated the same thing.
我们看到耶稣在这里重复同样的一句话。
And he's telling us what we should expect.
告诉我们说我们会期待人对我们有什么样的反应。
What lies ahead of me?
我们在我们前面有什么样的光景
？What would happen to me？
我会在我身上会发生什么样的事
？Jesus says two things will happen to you。
耶稣说到两件事会在你身上发生。
One, you will be persecuted。
第一个，你会被逼迫。
And then you will be blessed by God。
然后你会得到神的祝福。
Three times Jesus used the word persecuted。
他用了逼迫三次。
Means harassed, opposed, or poorly treated。
形容这是被骚扰、被压迫、被虐待。
Jesus says, "If you follow me, this is what's going to happen to you."
耶稣说，如果你跟随我，这个会在你身上发生。
And he even expanded in verse 11.
在这个第十一节，他再继续的详细的讲到。
He says, "You will expect insults."
他说，你要被人辱骂。
Persecutions.
被人逼迫。
And people will say things falsely against you.
被人诽谤。
And that's the word slander.
这是诽谤的意思。
So this is a conclusion.
这是一个结论。
A climax.
一个高潮。
He describes the reaction of the world to those who live righteously.
他在说你如果想跟随神做一个义人，这是世人会对你的反应。
But he gave us a promise of blessing.
但是他应许我们一定会得到祝福。
And you have a reason to rejoice.
你有应该会有欢喜快乐的原因。
If you follow the first seven beatitudes,
如果你看前面七福
You'll get the last one.
你就会明白第八福。
Jesus repeated the blessing.
他重新在说祝福。
He is trying to emphasize how important this one is.
他在告诉我们说这一福多重要。
But there's also something else we can see.
在这里我们还看到另外一个论点。
In verse 10, he says, blessed are they.
在第十节的时候他在说他们会得什么样的福。
But in verse 11, he says, blessed are you.
到十一节的时候他说你们会得什么福。
See, for all the Beatitudes, Jesus says, blessed are they.
对其他的所有祝福耶稣一直在用第三人称他们。
Now he says, blessed are you.
现在他转为第二人称说你们。
You can imagine Jesus is talking to the crowd.
你可以想象耶稣本来是对着这个听到的人群。
And he says, blessed are they.
他说那些人你们他们会得什么样的祝福。
But when he comes to this most critical part of the Beatitude,
当他到到这最关键的一幅的时候
he turns to the disciples,
他转向他的门徒
and he says, blessed are you.
他说你们会得什么样的祝福。
I think Jesus turns to us today and say, blessed are you.
我今天能想象耶稣正是对着我们说你们会得什么样的祝福。
And he has a special message for us today.
他有很特别的信息给我们。
But like,most of his Beatitudes, this is unexpected.
就像他其他的祝福一样，这也不是我们所想象的。
You probably have some objections to this.
可能你听到你也觉得说很想不通。
Maybe you say, Jesus shouldn't have said that.
你可能想说耶稣这一福好像很不应该这样祝福。
He's already been controversial.
他已经讲得非常让我们内心很矛盾。
Unexpected.
非常的出乎我们的预料。
He said you should be poor instead of you should be rich.
他说你应该领你贫穷而不是富足。
He said you should cry instead of laugh.
说你应该是哀动不是要欢笑。
He says you should be weak instead of strong.
所以你应该很温柔不是非常强壮。
He says if you're my children, expect to be persecuted.
他说如果你是神的儿女你就会遭遇逼迫。
So Jesus is not a very good salesman.
我们看到说他好像不是一个很好的经销商。
See, if you go to the car dealer and buy a car.
如果你今天去这个卖车的地方去买车。
And dealer says to you, buy this car.
那个人告诉你说买这个车。
But everybody will laugh at you.
他说你买了过后大家都会嘲笑你。
Buy this car, it will break down all the time.
他说你买这部车以后会脑坏掉。
See, that doesn't make sense.
好像这对我们来说一点都没有都没有这个逻辑。
So think about the audience, the disciples, and all the people who listened to him.
想一想当时在听耶稣讲道的人。
And especially the religious leaders.
特别是那些宗教领袖。
The Pharisees, the scribes.
那些法利赛人。
See, they probably thought Jesus was out of his mind.
他们可能认为说耶稣大概逻辑混乱了。
This was some religious nonsense.
这个在宗教上一点都没有道理。
If you're trying to recruit people, you shouldn't say that.
如果你想召集人来，你不应该这样来召集人。
This is what I would have said.
我可能会这样讲。
If you do good, you will be rewarded.
如果你做得好，你一定会受好报。
Jesus should have said, if you follow me, you will receive wealth, power, and respect.
他说应该说如果你来跟随我你一定会得到金钱和这个权利。
Maybe you will even win the Powerball.
可能你还会中大奖。
I didn't win the Powerball.
我们没有中奖。
If I did, I will share with you.
如果我中奖了我一定会跟你们平分。
See, all of us have this idea that if I do good, good will be done to me.
我们是有这样的观点我们认为说我做好事一定有好报。
If I do evil, evil will be done to me.
做坏事就会有恶报。
That's the thinking of the world.
这是世界的想法。
And that's something we call karma.
这是我们叫因果报应。
See, when you do good, you will get good.
你做得好就会得到好报。
And it will accumulate your goodness.
就会让你做得更好。
要积德。
要积德。
And then when you come to another life.
到你下一辈子。
You will be a better person.
你就会 会成为一个更好的人。
But Jesus is quite clear.
我们在这里看到耶稣很清楚的讲。
There is no karma in the kingdom of God.
在神国里没有因果报应。
So you may have another objection.
可能你还是拒绝这样的信息。
You may think, well, persecution happened a long time ago.
你会觉得说逼迫是很久以前的事情。
The early Christians were persecuted.
早期的基督徒被逼迫。
The disciples were persecuted.
那些门徒们被逼迫。
Early Christians were fed to the lions.
很早期的基督徒被拿去喂这个狮子。
But there's no persecution today, right?
今天我们好像没有逼迫了。
And you will be sadly mistaken.
其实那个想法是错误的。
Countries in Africa, Asia, and Middle East are intensifying persecution against Christians today.
我们知道说在今天的非洲、亚洲和中东地区有很多的国家在加强对基督徒的迫害。
Every day, Christians face threats, imprisonments, harassments, and even loss of lives.
每天基督徒都面临着被这个抓进监狱，被骚扰，被鞭打，或甚至失去他们的家庭。
For nothing else but because of their faith.
就是因为他们信耶稣基督。
These are some numbers from last year.
这是去年的一些统计。
Over 3,000 Christians were killed.
3,000 多个基督徒被杀害。
1,200 were abducted.
1,200 多被绑架。
About 1,000 were raped or harassed.
1000多被性骚扰。
793 churches were attacked.
有790间教会被攻击。
250 million Christians experienced high levels of persecution.
2150万的基督徒经历了这个逼迫。
That's 1 in 12 Christians worldwide.
的比例就是每12个基督徒里面有一个
one in 12.
一个被逼迫。
You can look around yourself, one in 12.
你可以看到每12个中间就有一个被逼迫。
Persecution against Christian is worse today than any other time in history.
对基督徒的逼迫是在现今是比任何时候都更激烈。
Especially the last few years.
特别是在过去的几年里。
16% of all Christians live in countries.Where there's severe state harassment and persecution.
几乎16%的基督徒在他们住的国家里面被骚扰、被逼迫。
You may have seen this, read about this several years ago in China.
你可能在几年前读到这个中国的新闻。
The government just simply went in and bulldozed down a church.
这个政府就是把这个一个教会给推倒了。
A beautiful church.
一个非常美的教会。
Think of the Clark County government come here and tear this church down.
你可以想象如果我们的市政府来把我们的这个现在这个教会给推倒吗？
You can't imagine that, right?
你没办法想象。
But that's what happens all over the world.
但是在世界上其他国家却发生了。
But the Bible tells us you don't need to look across the world for persecution.
圣经说你并不需要看这么遥远的地方才会有逼迫。
We should expect persecution right now.
我们周围就会有逼迫。
Right here.
在这里就有。
It's very personal.
这是一个非常个人的事。
What does Paul say to Timothy?
保罗对提摩太说什么？
He says, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus,will be persecuted.
凡立志在基督里，我这个眼睛看不见了，这字太小了，你们来读。
So why does Paul say that?
为什么保罗这样讲？
How can he say, make such a sweeping statement?
他为什么可以做一个这样普遍的结论？
He says everyone will be persecuted.
他说每一个人都会被逼迫。
Because I think Paul really understands human nature.
因为他懂得这个人的人性。
He understands Christianity.
他懂得这个基督教的教义。
And he understands the sinfulness of man.
他懂得人的罪性。
You way forward again.
Oh, you can just push it back then. Okay.
Okay. So he's convinced.
他已经知道了。
That there's a great tension.
有一个很强烈的这个张力。
Between the way of life of a Christian and the way of life of the world.
基督徒的生活和世上的生活有一个矛盾。
The conflict is inevitable.
他们之间的冲突是不可避免的。
So Jesus' message does not go out of date.
我们看到说耶稣的这个信息并不是过时了。
Sooner or later, if you believe in God, you will be persecuted.
只要你相信神，迟早你会被逼迫的。
If you believe in God, you'll be persecuted for what you believe and how you live your life.
如果你信神，你就会因着你的信心和你的行为被逼迫。
If you believe in God and if you're earnest about following God,
如果你相信神，你也是照着神所说的去做。
In every aspect of your life,
在你生活的每一个方面
，your work, your home, your school.
你的工作，你的家庭，你的学校
，You will bump into opposition and persecution.
你会碰到敌对的一面。
It can happen to you.
可能会在你身上发生。
Now I want to make a note about this before we go further.
我想来解释一下这一段。
You see, Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake."
他说，为义受逼迫的人有福了。
And also.For his name.
他说到人若因我
You see, many people claim that this beatitude fits them.
有很多人认为说他可能就是因着这个他是这个这一福的受益者
But Jesus says, you're blessed only if you're persecuted because of righteousness.
但是耶稣说你一定是要为义受逼迫才会得到祝福。
You see, if I might tell my children to do their homework and clean up their room, that's not persecution.
如果我跟我的孩子说他们应该做完他们的作业，把他们房间打扫干净，那不是在逼迫他们。
Maybe they would say I'm persecuting them.
他们可能觉得他们被逼迫了。
See, persecution here has to do with your righteousness.
我们可以看到说耶稣所说的逼迫是为义受逼迫。
Even Peter says this.
彼得说道
In 1 Peter he says, How is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong?
你们若因犯罪受责打能忍耐有什么可夸的呢
But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, it is commendable before God.
但你们若因行善受苦能忍耐这是神看为可喜爱的
See, Peter says, sometimes you're going to get a beating.
彼得说有些时候你们会被责打
Because you did something wrong
因为你做错事了
Not because you did something right
并不是你做对了什么
Many times we suffer and we seem to be persecuted
很多时候我们觉得说我们受的苦难是被逼迫
Not because of righteousness or the name of Jesus Christ
但是并不是因为义也不是为了耶稣的名
In those cases you probably deserve it
在那种情况下你所受的是你该受的
See, sometimes we are persecuted
很多时候我们被逼迫
Or opposed
会被攻击
Not because of righteousness
不是因为义
But because of our own sin
因为是我们自己的罪
Jesus says there will be no blessing if you commit sin
如果你因犯罪而逼迫是没有什么被祝福的
And people may oppose you
人会攻击你
You see, sometimes these things are just a natural and reasonable reaction to our own bad behavior.
有些时候我们遭遇的苦难就是因为我们自己的行为不正确而该受的。
People reject us and dislike us for good reason.
人家是有原因要拒绝我们或者不喜欢我们。
Jesus says, you will be blessed if you are persecuted for his sake.
只有当我们为耶稣的名受逼迫的时候才会得祝福。
In other words, if your life reflects the first seven Beatitudes,
如果你的生活就是照着前面七福所讲的
if your life reflects the character of Jesus Christ,
如果你的生命就是有耶稣基督的形象
you will be persecuted.
你就会被逼迫
Congratulations.
那祝这个祝贺你。
This shouldn't be surprising.
这应该没有让我们很惊奇。
In the beginning, Jesus told his disciples, "You will be persecuted."
很早以前，耶稣就跟对他的门徒说，你会被逼迫。
But in the end, he reminds them again.
当他要离开世界的时候，他再一次提醒他们。
This is what we read in John 15. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it will love you as your own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world, that's why the world hates you.
世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们已经先已经恨我了。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
See, in the Sermon of Mount, Jesus already told the disciples, "You will be persecuted."
在这个登山宝训中，耶稣已经告诉他的门徒，你们会被逼迫。
And here in John 15, in the upper room discourse, he says, "The world hates you."
在这里，我们知道耶稣已经快要离开世界了，他再一次告诫门徒，世人会恨你们。
There is that conflict.
我们看到这里有一个矛盾。
What does the word persecute mean?
到底这个逼迫是什么意思？
So that's today's word study.
今天我们来看这一个字。
See, this is the Greek word dioko.
这是一个希腊字。
It means aggressively pursue.
意思是一个激烈的追捕。
Chase.
被追捕。
It's like a hunter trying to go after a catch.
像一个狩猎的在追捕一个动物。
I have here a leopard chasing after an impala.
这里看到说一个豹子在追逐一个羚羊。
I'm always watching these videos about animals.
我喜欢看这个关于动物的这个影片。
See, that illustrates a persecution.
这就是逼迫的意思。
You see, the leopard is not going to give up until he gets the kill.
我们知道说这个豹子它不会放弃，它一定要追到羚羊，然后把它杀死。
Those who are not living according to God's standards will react to you.
那些不按神的旨意而生活的人，他们对你会有这样的反应。
We should expect it.
我们会有应该有这样的期待。
Jesus says they hate us.
他们会恨我们。
The more you reflect Jesus Christ, the more unrighteousness the world will not stand you.
你越像耶稣基督，这些世人就会越恨你。
And again, in John 3,
在约翰福音第三章
Jesus says, "Everyone does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed."
凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
You see, there is an irreconcilable difference.
你可以看到说，这两种生活方式是没有办法融入，互相融洽的。
And you don't even need to go out to ask for persecution.
你不用到外面去寻找被逼迫。
You don't even have to say anything, and the wrong righteous people will persecute you.
你都不用讲什么话，那些不信神的人就会逼迫信神的。
Because they know you're not like them.
因为他知道你跟他不一样。
Because you do not agree with them.
你和他的行为不一样。
You refuse to go along with them.
你拒绝和他合作。
To live a godly life, you will suffer.
按照神的旨意生活，你一定会受煎熬。
The righteous will always suffer in the hands of the unrighteous.
我们知道，行义的一定是会被不义的人逼迫。
Peter says the same.
彼得说了同样的话。
In chapter 4, first Peter, he says, "Do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come to you to test you, as though something strange." What's happening to you?
彼得说，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火的试炼临到你们，不要以为奇怪。
See, it's not strange.
不是奇怪的。
It's to be expected.
应该是你们所期待的。
So what are we to expect?
我们到底是到底期待什么？
What kind of persecution?
什么样的这个逼迫？
There are three forms of persecution in verse 11.
在第十一节，耶稣讲到有三种的这个逼迫。
He says, "Blessed are you when men insult you, persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely."
他说， 当你们人辱骂你们逼迫你们捏造各样坏话诽谤你们的时候你们就会被祝福
See, Jesus will experience all these things himself.
我们看到耶稣他经历了这三种的逼迫
The world insulted him.
这个世界辱骂他
The world persecuted him.
世界逼迫他
The world said all kinds of false things against him.
世界说各样的坏话诽谤他
Of course, in the end, the world killed him.
在最后，这个世人还把他杀害了。
So what about an insult?
这到底是什么样的辱骂
？Insult could be direct or indirect.
这个辱骂可以是直接的或者不直接的。
It's because people look down upon you.
当人看着你的时候
，they hurt you.
他们想伤害你。
They will say things to hurt you.
他们会讲一些话来伤害你。
Because they think you're stupid.
那因为他们觉得你很愚蠢。
They think your actions are foolish.
他们觉得你的行为非常的笨。
But there are many insults that could be stronger.
有很多的诽谤会比这个更激烈。
Think of Apostle Paul.
想一想这个使徒保罗。
In 2 Corinthians, we read that people insulted him.
在哥林多后书，人们就诽谤他。
They make fun of his appearance.
他们骂他的外形。
They say he couldn't speak.
他们说他不会讲话。
And of course, we read all about Jesus when he was arrested.
当我们读到当耶稣被捕的时候
，The soldiers insulted him.
那些战士们抓捕他的那些士兵们在辱骂他。
They spit on him.
他们向他吐口水。
They mocked him.
他们嘲笑他。
They put a royal robe on him and said.Hail, King of the Jews.
他们把这个一个国王的袍子放在他身上说犹太人的王万岁。
You see, if you live a life of righteousness,
如果你按照神的义来生活
the world considers you a fool.
世界会认为你是一个很愚笨的人。
They make fun of you.
他们会嘲笑你。
They call you names.
他们给你起一些名字。
You'll be mocked.
你会被嘲弄。
They will say things like this.
他们会说
How can you believe in God?
你怎么会相信神呢
How can you live like that?
你怎么会生活成这样子呢
Again, we should expect it.
我们应该知道这是可能发生的。
Paul says the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But for to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
保罗说因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙在我们得救的人却为神的大能
To them, the way we live is foolish.
对不信的人来说我们的生活是一个愚拙的
What about persecution?
那这个逼迫是怎么样呢
Persecution is harassment, assaults, even to murder.
我们知道逼迫会是骚扰会是压迫甚至杀害
See traditions that holds that all the apostles died as martyrs except John.
按照传统的说法耶稣的十二个门徒除了约翰以外全部是殉道而死。
You see, James was executed by Herod.
我们知道说这个雅各是被 Herod 杀害的。
Andrew was crucified on an X-shaped cross.
有的是被这个钉在X 形状上的十字架钉死的。
Peter,according to tradition, was crucified upside down.
彼得是被倒钉十字架而死的。
Paul had his head cut off.
保罗是被他的头被切掉。
And the next generations of Christians also died as martyrs.
很多第二代的基督徒也是殉道而死的。
Of course, we don't get our heads cut off in the United States.
我们知道在美国没有人会砍我们的头。
But it happens in many subtle forms.
但我们知道在美国的逼迫是一个非常不明显的方式进行。
There are attacks on our beliefs and heritage.
有很多的这些攻击来攻击基督教的传统。
If they don't agree with us, they sue us.
他们不同意我们的观点的时候他们就会告法庭上告我们。
What about something that don't make into the news?
有很多并没有在新闻上报道。
People are held back in companies for promotions.Or advancements.
因为你人的这个信仰很多公司不让你升级
They may even be fired.
他们会被公司开除
because you don't participate in their unethical behavior.
你因为你不想参与他们不道德的行为。
Students give a bad grade because they write a paper reflecting their own moral standards.
当学生写他自己的这个道德标准的文章的时候，他们会被降级。
They're reprimanded or even expelled if they stand up for Jesus Christ.
当他们坚持相信耶稣基督的时候，他们会被训斥或者甚至被开除。
You may be an outcast from your coworks because you refuse to participate in their behavior.
因为你拒绝和你的同事合作，你可能会被孤立。
But Bible tells us that we must go through hardships.
圣经告诉我们说我们必须经历很多的艰难。
Acts 14 tells us we must go through hardships to enter the kingdom of God.
我们进入神的国必须经历很多艰难。
Finally, what about slander?
最后我们讲说诽谤是什么样的逼迫。
Slander is saying false things about you.
诽谤就是捏造各样的坏话。
Today, and even in the United States, it's very common.
在今天的美国这个诽谤是非常常见的。
It's a strategy to marginalize Christians.
这是世人把这个基督徒孤立起来的做法。
Evangelical organizations have been called extremists.
很多传福音的机构被称为激进分子。
Conservative Christians are labeled as terrorists.
那些非常保守的基督徒被称为恐怖分子。
Especially the liberals in Hollywood call Christians stupid and bigots.
很多好莱坞的这些大人物称基督徒都是一些愚笨的狂热分子。
Of course, this has happened from the very beginning.
这个是在基督徒很早期就开始了。
The early Christians were accused of burning Rome.
我们知道早期的基督徒被诽谤说他们把罗马城烧了。
They were accused of cannibalism because they participate in the communion.
因为他们领圣餐被人称为说是吃人的人。
Because they celebrated the body and the blood of Christ.
因为他们纪念耶稣基督的这个身体和血。
Even Jesus was called a glutton and a drunkard.
甚至在耶稣的时候就有人诽谤他是又好吃又贪杯。
See, but First Peter tells us to keep our head up.
彼得告诉我们说我们可以预期这些。
He says, keep a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander.
他说乘着无愧的良心叫你们在任何事上被诽谤就可以在任何事上叫那诬陷你们在基督里有 好品行的人自觉惭愧。
So what should we do about persecution?
我们到底要怎样对待这个逼迫?
Jesus says, we should rejoice.
耶稣说我们应该欢喜。
Rejoice greatly.
我们应该欢喜快乐。
Now, this is again another shocking piece of advice.
这个让我们听上去又很震惊。
You see, didn't he tell us to cry?
他不是告诉我们要哀恸吗?
Now he tells us to rejoice.
他现在为什么又要我们欢喜呢?
How can we rejoice when we are hated and mocked and killed?
当我们被嘲弄、被诽谤、被杀害的时候，我们怎么样欢喜呢?
But Jesus is telling us a truth.
耶稣告诉我们一个事实。
He says, this is what happened to the prophets.
他说这就是以前的先知所遭遇的。
This is what happened to the disciples.
这是以前的门徒所遭遇的。
And this will happen to you.
这里也是你们会遭遇的。
He says because he knows.
因为他知道。
It's a promise that there will be reward in heaven.
但是他说我们一定会有一个在天上的应许为我们存留。
This reward will compensate for any suffering we endure in this world.
这个天上给我们存留的奖赏会补偿我们在地上遭遇的任何的逼迫。
Do you believe in that?
你是不是相信这件?
Jesus says, rejoice and be glad.
耶稣说你要欢喜快乐。
There's a great mystery here.
这里有一个很大的奥秘。
How can you have joy in the midst of agony?
怎么在痛苦中会有喜乐?
How can you have gladness in the midst of misery?
在痛苦中会欢喜。
But it's contained in the miracle of faith.
这是就是在这个信心里面的一个奇迹。
If you trust Jesus and what he says.
如果你相信耶稣基督所说的。
Paul says the same.
保罗说了同样的话。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul says, For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
我们这自战自轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
How does Paul know that?
保罗怎么知道这个事
？Because he has faith in Jesus Christ.
因为保罗相信耶稣基督所应许的。
In other words, rejoice and be glad.
我们要欢喜快乐。
In the midst of suffering and persecution.
在被逼迫的中间，在这个苦难的中间。
For the sake of righteousness and for the sake of the name of Jesus.
为了义，为了耶稣的名而受逼迫。
You will receive a great compensation and a great reward.
你会在天上得到更大的奖赏。
If you have that faith,
如果你有这样的信心
，If you believe what Jesus said,
如果你相信耶稣所说的
，Then what happens in this world really doesn't matter that much.
在这个世界上发生的一切事情对你来说并没有什么大的问题。
Your response will turn from frustration to hope, from anger to love.
你可以把这个所遭遇的困遭遇的这个悲伤变成一个喜乐。
We read this later in the Sermon on the Mount.
我们在这个登山宝训后面读到。
Jesus says in verse 43, "You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you."
耶稣说：“你们听见有话说，当爱你们的邻舍，恨你们的仇敌。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。”
You see, if you read that, it doesn't make any sense, right?
你要这样读，你觉得说这句话没什么道理。
How can we love our enemies and pray for those who persecute you?
为什么我们要爱我们的仇敌，为逼迫我们的人祷告
？But if you already understood this beatitude.
如果你已经真正明白了这八福
You know that if you're persecuted
你知道你被逼迫的时候
God will bless you
神会祝福你
There will be great reward
天上有更大的奖赏
Then you could love your enemy
你这样你就会爱你的仇敌
And you could pray for those who persecute you
你会为逼迫你的人祷告
So but finally you may sayYou may say to yourself,
最后你会对你自己说
You say, well, I believe in Jesus Christ.
我是相信耶稣基督的
I've been a very good Christian.
我是一个很好的基督徒
But Brother Gary, I have not experienced any of this.
为什么我没有经历任何的逼迫呢
I never experienced any insults.
没有人来这个辱骂我
No persecution.
没有人逼迫我
No slander.
没有人诽谤我。
Yes, I think persecution is absent from many lives.
我知道有很多基督徒的生命中没有逼迫。
Why is that?
为什么呢
？Because the Bible says you will be persecuted.
圣经说到我们一定会被逼迫。
I think there's a couple possibilities.
我想那有几个原因。
I think one is it's absent because we are living cut off from the world.
有一个原因是我们没有跟世界在一起。
We come to church.
我们来教会。
We hang out with the people we like.
我们和我们喜欢的人在一起。
And we are not in contact with the rest of the world.
我们不和世界上其他的人接触。
We're like secret Christians.
我们像一个秘密的基督徒。
The rest of the world doesn't even know you're a Christian.
世界上其他人都不知道你是基督徒。
But the scripture says,
但是这个圣经告诉我们
And this is right after the Beatitudes
这就是在这个八福之后马上讲到的
The very next two verses
马上讲到的后面两节
Jesus says you ought to be salt of the earth and light of the world
他说你要在世界上做盐做光
You see, you cannot be salt of the earth or light of the world if we do not reach the unsaved
如果我们和不信的人完全不在一起，我们就没有办法做盐做光。
We cannot be salt of the earth or light of the world if the world doesn't even know you're a Christian.
如果世人都不知道你是基督徒，就不可能是盐是光。
If the world doesn't even know who you are.
当世界上人都不知道你是谁。
But I think there's another possibility.
还有一个原因。
Why are we not persecuted?
为什么我们没有被逼迫呢？
And that also addresses another question.
这让我们来回答另外一个问题。
It's a common question.
这是一个非常常见的问题。
People ask the question, how do I know I'm saved?
人常常问说，我怎么知道我已经得救了呢？
But if we look at all the Beatitudes,
当我们来看所有的祝福，这个八福，
we see the answer is right in front of us.
我们看到这个答案是很明显的。
We learn from the Bible that by faith we are saved.
从圣经告诉我们说，我们是因信称义。
If we confess with our mouth and we believe in our heart,
当我们口里承认，心里相信的时候
，that we believe that Jesus is our Lord,
我们相信耶稣是我们的主
，then we are saved by the grace of God.
我们因着神的恩典，我们就得救了。
But I tell you, saving grace must change your life.
但是这个改变这个得让我们得救的恩典一定会让我们改变我们的生活。
When the Holy Spirit dwells in your life, you will be changed.
当圣灵进入我们生命的时候，我们一定会有改变。
Salvation is not words.
我们知道救恩不是只是一些文字。
It's not a certificate of baptism.
不是受洗证书。
It's not a feeling.
不是一个感觉。
It's not how many times you come to church.
不是来上教会的次数。
How many verses you have read.
不是你读了多少圣经。
You must be changed.
你一定要改变。
The Beatitudes tell us how you should live.
这个八福告诉我们说，得救后的生活应该是怎么样的。
How you are transformed on the inside.
你在内心应该有什么样的变化。
How you transform on the outside.
你在外面的行为应该有什么样的变化。
How you behave to others.
你跟人之间的这个交流应该有什么样不一样。
In the final beatitude today.
今天我们讲的最后一幅。
Your saving grace is confirmed by how the world treats you.
你是否得救也决定你可以从世人怎么对待你看出来你是否得救。
If none of this has happened to you,
如果所有讲到的这些都没有发生
you must ask yourself,
你要问一问自己
have I truly received the saving grace of God?
我是不是得到神的救恩了
See, we sing the song, I surrender all to Jesus.
我们常常说唱这个歌说我奉献一切给耶稣
Is it just a song?
如果只是一首歌呢
Or is it a life that you live?
还是你生命的表征
So today we have come to the end of the Beatitude.
今天我们结束了所有的八福。
Jesus says, if you're rejected and persecuted for his sake, you should rejoice.
耶稣说你因为因他的名被逼迫被拒绝你应该欢喜。
Be glad and rejoice.
欢喜快乐。
In this sense, rejection and persecution from the world is a mark of acceptance from God.
这里讲到说当世界拒绝你的时候代表这是神接纳了你
Because people see evidence of Jesus Christ in you
因为世人在你身上看到了耶稣基督的对你的改变
Like the prophets before you you will have a great reason to be rejoice and be glad
因为有这样的事情发生你应该欢喜快乐
That's a promise from God
这是神给我们的应许
That should give us the strength to live today and hope for tomorrow.
这应该给我们面对今天、明天生活的力量。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for these lessons that in these short verses we learn about Beatitudes, how we should live our lives, how we should reflect the love of Jesus Christ in our daily walk. We ask that you strengthen us,And help us to follow your way. We pray for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.